It's great to have you back today, and thank you for listening to God Is. We're trying something a little bit different than usual this week, and I trust that you're enjoying it. I'm in Hong Kong, and I'm in conversation with Dr. Brent Fulton, who's the president of China Source and author of the book, China's Urban Christians, A Light That Cannot Be Hidden. I recommend you get a copy of this today at Amazon.com, or you can get a free copy if you'll email me or send me a letter to my post office box address. The first 10 people to do so will get a free copy signed by Brent. The book, again, is China's Urban Christians. Brent, last time we were talking about China Source. You're the president of China Source. And also we were talking about the purpose of your book. The content that you've provided through the website and also through the book are fascinating and give us great insight into China. But the book deals with urban China. And last time you also talked about some of the narratives of China. Can you pick up where we left off last time and continue with that thought?
Sure. In an effort to understand the complexity and make sense of the complexity of China and particularly the church in China, believers outside often resort to a few common narratives to try to explain what's going on. And one of my reasons for the book was to deal with those narratives and to recognize that each one of them does contain some truth about what's happening with the church in China, but none of them really can fill out the whole picture. The situation, after all, is a lot more complex than we often understand at first glance. And so, Mark, last time we were together, we were talking about the persecution narrative, and you remarked that Christians writing about stuff on the web in China and publishing things on their own websites inside China kind of doesn't match up with what we often think about when we think about the church in China, because one of the first things that American Christians often think about when they think about believers in China is persecution. Now, persecution has been really a major factor in the life of the church in China throughout history. And certainly there are limitations on the church. And in recent years, as we'll probably talk about in a bit later, Mark, things have gotten tighter for Christians in China. And so that's a reality. The limitations and some of the harassment that believers face in China, that's true. But it doesn't tell the whole picture. And I think when I would ask Christians in China, do you feel persecuted? Nowadays, they might look at me kind of funny and say, well, what do you mean? Do I feel persecuted? Am I a persecuted Christian? Because they don't necessarily see themselves in that way. And so I think it's important for us to recognize that. It's also important to recognize that for all the news that we hear, and we're hearing more of it these days, about Christians being under pressure by the government, for every church we hear that's closed down, for every pastor we hear that may be detained, there are thousands of others that are doing fine, that are not experiencing that. And so even though we hear a lot of stories these days about those things happening, it's just a very small percentage of the believers that are facing those things right now. And so, persecution is a factor in the church in China, but by no means does it really explain all that what God is doing in China today.
Now, God loves people, and God has a world that's full of beautiful, wonderful people in multiple cultures and multiple languages and multiple places. And wow, China has a lot of people in it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And your book is about urban China. Now, you have a chapter in this book. It's chapter 2. It's called The Context for Change. The book is fascinating. Really, it is, everybody. But this chapter really captured my attention. Can you tell us what you mean by urban China? And can you talk a little bit about what a city in China is like? And I know that they're all different, and probably we could talk about this for days, but in the time that we have, tell us about urban China. Tell us about a city life there.
Well, as you just said, all you know, cities are, sometimes they all look the same, but they are very different. But urbanization has really redrawn the landscape of China like nothing in China's history before. Geographically, but also socially and culturally. China has experienced the most rapid urbanization and the largest wave of urbanization of any country in history. And so from the early 90s, China's gone from being roughly one quarter urban to a few years ago, China flipped and became majority urban. And that's a very short period of time in which to move hundreds of millions of people from the countryside to the cities. Now, there's a couple different types of urbanization taking place here. One is what we often think of when we think of urbanization. It's people moving from the countryside to the big city to find a better life. And we've seen that in spades in China. You go to any major city in China and you find settlements of urban migrants. You go to the factory cities down in South China or around Shanghai and you find dormitories full of migrant workers working in those factories. The whole Olympic stadium and all that went on was built for the Olympics in 2008. That was all built by migrants. The growth of China's cities has been made possible by migrants. So that's one kind of migration or one kind of urbanization that we see. The other kind is when villages become cities. And the government has encouraged the development of villages, turning farmland into developments, getting people off the fields, off the farms, and into apartment buildings. And so you see new cities cropping up all across what was once just countryside. And so you've got two different kinds of urbanization taking place. And you have different tier cities in China. So the first tier cities would be ones that we're probably all familiar with, Beijing, Shanghai, Shenzhen, the mega cities, if you will. But you've also got second and third tier cities, smaller cities, and then you've got these new cities that are growing out of villages. And so they're very different. And we also see urbanization changing, whereas before it was a lot of movement to the big cities where there was a huge need for migrant labor. Now those big cities are full. The need for the migrant labor may be slacking off, and the government is saying we don't want all these people to stay in these big cities. And so now you see sort of a reversal, not back to the countryside, but from the big cities to the second and third tier cities. And that's now where a lot of the growth is taking place. So urbanization is a very complicated phenomenon in China, but it certainly has redrawn the landscape of China in many ways.
And when you talk about the number of people in a city, I mean, we could be talking of cities in the tens of millions of people, correct?
Oh, sure. 20 million people, 30 million people. China has big cities. And of course, when we think of big cities in the United States, our big cities cannot even begin to compare to some of those mega cities in China. It's a different equation.
Absolutely. It's very different. You know, if you're listening to us right now and you've been to China or you go to China a lot, perhaps on business, or perhaps you are Chinese, perhaps you're from mainland China, why don't you drop me a note and let Brent and I know that you're listening? That'd be great to hear from you. It would be an encouragement to us. The email address is mark@markaeswallow.com. I also have a post office box address, and you can get on God Is WEZ on Facebook as well. Just go to Facebook, go to God Is WEZE, and you could post a question or a comment, perhaps a photo of who you are or a recent visit of yourself in mainland China. And that'd be great to share that with everybody who goes to God Is WEZE on Facebook. Also, if you want to know more about what Brett's talking about, get his book and also go to his organization's website, ChinaSource.org, ChinaSource.org. So it would be good to hear from you if you are interested in China, if you've been to China, maybe you're in China now, whatever the case may be. Brent, you talk about urbanization, but of course the focus of your book is on China's urban Christians.
Yes.
How many Christians are there in China? Do we know? And who counts?
Well, a lot of people try counting, but I don't think anybody knows the answer. And I'm reminded of a former China Inland Mission missionary to China who had to leave in the 1950s, a man named David Adney. And hearing David Adney speak at a conference back in, I think it was the late 80s, and somebody asked David Adney, "Well, David, how many Christians are there in China?" And David said, "Well, as I recall, our Lord said, 'Feed my sheep.' He didn't say, 'Count my sheep.'" And I think that was a great response. Sometimes we can get so hung up on the number of Christians in China that we lose sight of what God is doing. And in one of the one of the other narratives that we often use to understand China is the Christian narrative. The idea that as China becomes more Christian, that things are going to change culturally and perhaps even politically if there's just a critical mass of Christians in China. And so for that narrative, then the numbers become really important because people are saying, well, if there was just X number of Christians in China, things would be very different. But the numbers vary from the official church, which has put the number at this point back down in the low 30 million range, to one researcher who did extensive interviews with house church pastors in China, came up with a number of over 100 million Christians. So you see the variation in there. I think some of the best research has been done by Pew Research in the United States, compiling research from a number of different sources, including social surveys in China, and official sources and unofficial sources. And they came up with a number of about 80 million Christians in China. And I think that's probably a fair range. But again, nobody really knows because you can't do a public survey in China. You can't run around and ask everybody if they're a Christian or not. Given the political situation in China, people would be not willing to say that necessarily if they were asked by a stranger. And the government probably has some pretty good statistics of their own, but they're not willing to share them. So there's a lot of factors that go into this big question of how many Christians there are in China.
Wow. But here's what we can be sure of. There are tens of millions of Christians in the nation of China who love the Lord Jesus Christ and who are a part of his church there. And Christians who are within the sound of our voices today, we are brothers and sisters with them. And friends, come on back tomorrow and join me and Brent as we continue to discuss God in China right here on God Is.